Hello, my listener. Today is yet another exciting episode. Today we're going to be troubleshooting, that is, listing problems singers face using your chest voice and preferring solutions to them. So wherever you are, welcome to your 30-day podcast marathon, everything vocal registers, and we're about to make another musical quantum leap. The first thing we're going to be talking about is, does everybody have the same chest range? Well, the answer to this is an absolute no. Just like this same way everybody's talking pitch is no different. For many people, I talk lighter than a normal male should. And there are people who talk even more lighter than I do. And there are people who talk deeper than I do. And there are people who definitely talk really deep. Definitely, we cannot have the same range. Our talking range is not the same. Therefore, our chest voice range cannot be the same. That is why a female's voice is higher than yours, because even her chest voice is often the head voice for many males. I mean, I'm talking about the range here. For many males, their chest voice is, a female's chest voice is already their own. The range, their head voice is already soaring in. So yes, okay, not yes, no. The range is not the same for everyone. And moving on to the second thing. So, second thing is, what are the common mistakes people do in their chest voice? Okay? There's so much. There's actually so much. There's a lot of mistakes. Is it forgetting to breathe that I want to talk about? Or pushing too hard because they want to sound powerful? And neglecting proper posture because... These are not just like the major ones. There are still so many other. Some people mistake tightness for support. If you say support, they just want to tighten everything. Oh, that's also another problem. See, your voice should not feel like it is being squeezed because you're singing. Yes, I know there's something called tension, because singing is actually work. But I'm not talking about strain. I'm not talking about that tightness. It's just this stuff that shows that you are doing something, at least that's something hard, but it's still not pain. It is not tightness. It is not it's not so much pressure like how people imagine singing is. Singing should be as easy as you're talking. It should come easily for you as you're talking. So if you're training until you get to that point where singing is now as easy as talking, then you have not arrived just yet. Okay, I'm seeing another one here. Some tips to avoiding strain. We've said this before, but I'm still going to say it again. Like I said, as we continue to repeat these stuffs, it takes more. So I'm still going to repeat. Warm up your voice regardless of if you're going to sing or not that day. When you wake up in the morning, after doing the necessaries you want to do, the necessary things you want to do, the next thing I would love for you to do is, or your voice would love and appreciate, is when you warm up. Warm up your voice regularly. Focus on your breath support. Do not overly push the sound, and do not support weakly. Okay, do not support in such a weak manner. Then listen to your body. Listen to your body. Are you feeling pain? Is it too tight? What is your body telling you? Because your body is the greatest, because it's actually that body that is singing. So you should listen to it. Do not ignore. Do not say there's no pain. What's that word that they do? What's that quote? There's no gain without pain. When it comes to singing, there might be pain in other places, but definitely not when you're singing. When you're singing, those are red flags you should look out for. So this other trouble here, or problem here, says what to do about weak and breathy chest voice. Okay, there could be several things you can do, or there could be several. So let's talk about the reasons why you might sound breathy and weak. Okay, one of the reasons why you might sound breathy and weak is this popular saying of not supporting, of not engaging your diaphragm properly. I'm not just about engaging it, but engaging it properly when you're singing. can make you have a weak sound. Improper vowel formation can also make you have a weak sound. And generally, just lacking confidence, stage fright, can make you have a breathy and a weak sound. So how do you combat this? Experiment with different breathing exercises. Explore different mouth shapes for different vowels. See how it feels like. Like I told you in the previous pod, your voice is like an unexplored planet. Okay? It's an unexplored planet. Explore. Explore. And last tip here, be kind to yourself. Reward yourself when you do something great. And don't beat yourself up if you're not getting it at that point. Singing takes time. Singing takes consistency. Singing takes courage. Singing takes patience. All right? So, another huge problem, very famous problem I have here is cracking on high notes. Yes, cracking on high notes. This problem is so popular. It happens when you push your voice beyond its comfortable range. Beyond its comfortable range, because most of us cannot even reach our limits. So beyond its comfortable range, there's such a thing called tessitura. Your tessitura is where your voice is most comfortable, most beautiful, and most resonant. All right? So it's your sweet spot. So most of us try to sing not just a little bit above it, but very, very far from our tessitura, from our comfort zone. And that itself is a big problem. It's just like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Instead of doing that, you can gradually expand your range with proper technique and warm-ups, vocal exercises. Focus on smooth transition through your registers instead of forcing high notes. Instead of looking for the nearest bush or mountain or waking up early in the morning and screaming into your pillow and all those gimmicks that you guys do, why not focus on building strength in your head voice, building strength, most of us already have strength in our chest voice, but just in case you don't, building strength in your chest voice and focus on smoothening your transition, working on your mix, using the mix technique instead of wasting time for things that would have bad repercussions on your singing. So please, stop forcing high notes, all right? So, another problem we need to troubleshoot is tight throat. Tight throat. This can be a sign of tension. Remember, singing shouldn't feel like you're working in a gym. It should not feel like you're in the labor room. You're pushing, you are traveling till you break forth and give birth. No, please, relax your shoulder. Release every tightness in your jaw. You can gently massage your jaw. Imagine your voice is flowing freely through your body like a river, all right? Like just flowing like a stream out of you, not that you're forcing it out, okay? Another one is, can you have a high-pitched talking voice, a high-pitched chest voice, and also can your talking voice be high-pitched but your chest voice be strong? And I think that's how that question comes. Well, the answer is absolutely. While some people have naturally low voices, or some people with naturally low voices can easily have easier time accessing their chest voice, proper training can help you, who is the high voice people, can help you build your chest voice. I've met a singer who never sings in his chest voice. He believes his head voice is everything. But I listened to him speak and I listened to him sing and I said, bro, there are two different things. You cannot, if you can talk like this, you cannot tell me you do not have a chest voice. For crying out loud, you sing all the way up here, you sing, what's the song I've been singing since? So you sing, I'm trying to sing this Whitney Houston song. I've been singing it since morning. Don't make me collapse one more door. I don't wanna hurt anymore. You're singing all the way up there and you're talking like this and you're telling me you do not have a chest voice. That is so not true. It's false. It's not possible. So I listen to him sing, and I'm like, and he's like, I don't have a chest voice, blah, blah. I say, you do. If you can speak this way, you definitely do have a chest voice. You just need to sing from there. You just need to work on it. And with some few days of training and talking, we're finally able to get him to sing in his chest voice, although he doesn't very much like it, but it's there. Vocal registers are inherent. Okay, although some registers, that's why we do not call it, I know some of us here at Eden School of Sounds do not call the whistle a particular register. We just believe it's an extension of the chest voice, although it's popularly called a whistle register. But we just prefer to call it an extension of the chest voice, being that some people cannot sing that high because vocal registers are inherent. So if we say some people do not have whistle register, then we are trying to say some people are not born with some registers, and that's just not true. So let's work with the fact that whistle register is an extension of your head voice, is an extension of your higher voice. So it's not readily accessible to some people because they are not high voice types. They cannot reach that range, all right? Okay, so the last troubleshooting we have here is, have you damaged your voice, or you feel like you have damaged your voice because of constant abuse, constant vocal fatigue, constant false or bad vocal technique? Well, if you suspect you have strained your voice, the most important thing for you, I'm talking about strain here, the most important thing for you to do is rest. There's no lozenges that can work that magic for you. There is no okra that can work that magic for you. There's no amount of water. All these things are good, but they cannot work. They cannot just magically repair your vocal cords. They are swollen. They are inflamed. They need rest. I mean rest. Sleep extra. If you've been sleeping well, sleep extra now, because sleep in a way helps your vocal cords, your vocals, to heal. So if you've been sleeping less, sleep more, drink more water, eat fruits. That's the only way. Give your voice rest. Give your voice some therapy with warm liquid, gentle humming, or complete silence. And if it still persists, you can seek help from a voice doctor, a vocal coach, and they can help you correct that bad technique or give you things you can do or things you can take to recover your voice if it's that bad. And if it is really bad that a voice coach cannot help you, you need to go to the hospital. If your voice means that much to you, you need to go to the hospital. All right, so that's all for our troubleshooting today. I think it's the last thing we're going to talk about, the chest voice. We are moving on to the head voice. Oh, but seriously, I'm considering learning, going into classical music. Not now, though. Probably in the future, I'll go into classical music, and I would train as a countertenor. I'll work as a countertenor, so you begin to hear me do all this. Right, God, it's so funny, but it's, people adore this kind of singing. I do not know why. I don't have an explanation to, because it can be really boring for some of us, but people do appreciate this kind. In fact, in the old times, in the ancient times, this was the only kind of music that was available to them. So they go pay and just go listen to someone sing, and they call this beautiful singing. Well, I've listened to quite a number of events like this, of operatic events, classical music, and yes, classical music can be so beautiful, can bring tears to your eyes. Okay, that'll be all for today's session. This is the last thing we're covering under chest voice. If you have any other questions on the chest voice, do not hesitate to ask in the community. All right, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention. It's bye from me.